See? With the right sound system, you could be sitting on that back patio today listening to that music.
Enjoying a cup of coffee.
Oh, man.
Shall I give a shameless plug?
That's Arizona living right there. Okay. Give a shameless plug.
Yeah, why not? Because you mentioned an evap cooler and how you throw a bunch of ice on it, too, as well.
Yes.
If you want one of the best evap coolers you've ever seen, go to rosieonthehouse.com e-store. We've got the Patio Pal that has a built-in ice chest and an evap cooler. So you can throw all your drinks in there, throw the ice in there. The ice melts into the evap cooler.
Yeah.
Two in one. You can't miss.
It's one of those things, Gary, you say, God, I wish I'd have thought of that.
Yeah. Another $1 million idea.
Another $1 million idea.
And 144 quart ice chest at that. So you can put
lots of cold drinks.
Four cases of water in there, which will be enough for, it should last you all day.
Should. It absolutely should, depending on how big a party you got going on.
They're made right here in Arizona by Phoenix Manufacturing. And they've got a couple different models. There's the Patio Pal he was talking about. There's a Shop Blaster that has a toolbox on top and also has a radio. So while you're in your garage working, and
that's a little Bluetooth receiver too, as well. You could play Amazon Music off your phone on that, can't you?
I think so. I know there's a USB plug-in, so you can plug in your phone or whatever device.
Okay.
I don't know if it's got a Bluetooth. I don't remember. It's been a while since.
But you can listen to your own music on it.
Well, and the interesting thing, these are discontinued for the time being. So once what's stored in the warehouse is gone, I don't know if we're going to see that come back into production.
Well, I'm glad I found that. I may get two more just to have them. But they're roll around evap coolers, and because they're on the ground, you only have to maintain them once a year when you put them up in October. You open them all up, you get your little Karcher power washer, power wash it, let it dry out, put it together, wrap it in a canvas wrap, boom, she's put away for the whole winter.
And because these are under roof, whether it's your garage or your patio, because of the lack of exposure to the sun and rain, the amount of rust and fading that happens is extremely reduced.
Well, so we're talking about this hypothetical patio that's 14 to 16 feet deep. It's got ceiling fans about every 8 feet. It's got roll-down shades to kind of enclose the area to create some static pressure for the evap cooler you're going to put in there, and evap cool. You now have created really an outdoor room that you can live in. I'm out there drinking my coffee in the morning. I'm out there drinking my iced tea in the evening. And I was talking about running speakers out there. I watch my TV out there more than I watch my TV in my living room.
Sit out there and watch LSU football once it starts up,
because
it's still a little warm that time of year.
Well, I was watching the All-Star game last week and watching the D-backs since the beginning of the season. I just love sitting out on my back patio. And when I see back patios that aren't being used, it's because you haven't strategically addressed the comfort level of it. So we're asked a lot about misting systems. Mm-hmm. And we've installed many, many misting systems. But one of the things you have to know about misting systems is the kind that you put on your household supply line isn't going to do a thing except get you wet.
Wet. Yeah.
A misting system that you've experienced at a restaurant or in a public area, these are compressors that are pushing the water out of micron openings at 1,000 PSI. They're actually atomizing the water as it leaves the little jet nozzle. That's the only way you can literally cool the ambient temperature in the surrounding area without introducing just an uncomfortable amount of moisture.
Yeah, and you with those systems that you just screw onto your hose bib, you know, you just end up with puddles all over
That's
your
it.
Patio, and it's just, you know, they provide some relief, I suppose, but it's nothing like the real deal.
Well, we've actually done some experiments in a couple systems we've installed where if you're shaded, you've got the misting system on, and it's June, and the outside relative humidity is about 9 or 10 or 11%. And in the sun, it's 110, 112, 115 degrees. You can be back under the patio with the misting system, with the ceiling fans or not, experiencing about 30 to 35 mm-hmm. degree cooler environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're Tommy Bahama shorts and and shirt, that's comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's hard to believe that you could achieve that big of a temperature difference with just some good planning and like we've talked about, the shades and evap and fans. But, you know, if you set up your patio right with these products, and it's amazing how you can extend your outdoor living. You know, it's
time-wise mm-hmm. and space-wise. Mm-hmm. You're actually capturing another whole room to the house.
You really are.
For 10 to 11 more months of the year.
Mm-hmm. And I know, at least in our household, but a lot of us with the different changes to power schedules, you know, you're off peak and everything, I do a heck of a lot more outside cooking now. And having that patio set up nicely, you know, really lets you get into it. Because if you don't have a good patio, the last thing you want to be doing in a 112 degree weather is standing next to a 400 degree grill.
Yeah, exactly. I still have that axe to grind with APS, but it is what it is. I should not have to wait till after Jeopardy's over to start cooling my house down. I should not have to wait that long. Or I should not have to wait till 8 o'clock to cook my dinner. Fortunately, I'm on a dual energy home. Mm-hmm. So of course we use the stove or the barbecue out back. But like you say, if you're smart and you're in an all-electric home, you're doing a lot of barbecuing mm-hmm. in the summer to keep the heat out of the house, as well as to not turn that stove on. Your oven is almost as big a villain to your energy bill as your air conditioning unit. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. I am not fortunate enough to have natural gas in my neighborhood, but that's what propane's for. So
yeah.
I've got a propane cooktop out back and a propane grill and get out underneath there under that shade and keep that oven turned off inside. So.
Yeah. So we continue to get a lot of questions about super cooling. I was consulting with a man in North Paradise Valley just this past week, and he's on the Saver's Choice plan, and he's in 2,700 square feet. He's seeing bills of $500, you know, where he's paying 16 to 18 cents a kilowatt. And so I sent him a copy of my bill that I got in the mail Monday. And I go through a lot of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
I go through a lot of electricity, folks. But on that bill, I bought 91% of my power off peak.
Mm-hmm.
So the strategy is move everything after 8 o'clock or before 3 o'clock and then use your natural gas. I mean, we've gotten to the point where we take our big pots and use them like an oven, put whatever we're trying to warm up for dinner in the big pot, put it on the gas cooktop with a scorch protector on the bottom, turn it on low. And you basically have a gas-powered oven at that point.
Yep, and that's why this whole, you know, creating that great outdoor space on your patio, it's just, you know, allows you to enjoy that, you know, and be out there and adapt your life to some of those changes we've had to make and be able to enjoy that space.
I put on those cool rags. What are they called?
Cool Rush.
Cool Rush. I put on a Cool Rush rag. Put on my little LSU visor, my Jimmy, what are they called? Jimmy Maui sunglasses?
Maui Jim.
Maui Jim sunglasses. And I'm in my Key West shorts and fishing shirt. And I'm out there flipping hamburgers and cooking hot dogs. Perfectly comfortable listening to great Cajun music.
And the Cold Rush towel Rosie's talking about is something that we sell at the Rosie on the House East store. I've also seen it in just about every hardware store.
I think
there's
REI
another manufacturer that has it. And they're great. They're less than $10. I'm not sure what the material's made out of, but you soak it in water. It retains that water. You put it around your head. You know, when I'm cleaning stalls and it's triple digits, I'll put it over my head and then the hat over the top, and it covers my shoulders. And I mean, everyone in the house has one because of how big of a difference it does in helping maintain your body temperature. But
I became addicted to them on the rim-to-rim hike of the Grand Canyon.
I bet that would help on that 26-mile
trip. It helps a lot.
Something interesting we missed. Last month, we had our solar and energy month at Rosie on the House. And one of our broadcasts, we talked about all the individual items that you can do solar assist. And it was all things related to built-in solar panels. You know, you've got a solar panel on a radio that you can use, solar-powered flashlights. There's one solar aspect we miss, and I didn't think about it until we were packing for our camping trip last week. We have a solar oven. It doesn't have any solar power, but it has these reflective panels that fold open and redirect the sun.
It's like what we used to build at Camp Geronimo
with
aluminum foil, right? But it's a lot nicer. Yours is a nice unit.
And the nice thing about that is you were talking about cooking on the outside and not using that energy on the inside of your home.
Right.
You know, it's really counterproductive. We all like a hot meal even in the heat. But to use electric to heat the inside of your home to cook and use electric to cool the inside of your house.
AC's kicking on.
These solar ovens, you can put it together, and when you time it right, you just set it out, face it towards the sun, and you know, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, depending on what you're cooking. You come back and it's done, so you don't have to sit there over your hot barbecue or your hot outdoor gas, you know, whatever fill in the blank you're using for cooking.
Just make sure your dog is tied down well.
Find some of your dinner missing.
I would like to get one like you have, because that's a good one.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to find that because Dan and, oh gosh, I can picture their faces right now, but they used to have what was called Off the Grid Survival Store
in Prescott. Yeah.
But he does now is train dogs, canine, like for like what you would have at canine unit type dogs.
Working dog.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll have to find out where you would buy something.
But
like
those
that
solar
now.
Ovens, that's another way that you can delay your electric consumption, and another way you can get outside and enjoy it. Now, you don't want to put the solar oven on the shaded patio with the Mystic system.
No.
That
probably
needs to go out in the sun.
Dinner might take a while to cook if you do that. So
there's the hypothetical. The last thing you want to consider, or not the last thing, there's a million things you want to consider, but the other thing I see people do a lot is they run pavers over the top of their concrete slab back there. And I love pavers. I'll do pavers 10 to 1 over concrete patios anymore. But go to as light a colored paver as you can. Because the darker pavers can create a heat sink. They heat up a huge thermal mass right up against your house. Then they radiate that heat right up to this patio cover you've just built. Then you turn the ceiling fan on, and you're just churning all this hot air.
Yeah, you're moving a lot of hot air around, and it, you know, is that little bit of coolness we get in the evening, and you've just ruined it with some really dark pavers that are just letting all that heat off.
And then you got the three-blade fans that are really moving that air around.
Yeah, right. So I love pavers. I would tell you on a back patio, consider a lighter color. They make them so that you can just overlay them over the top of the concrete slab that's there and give you a more continuous surface from the back of your house right onto the back patio. It makes an absolutely wonderful sitting environment. Mm-hmm. So there's all my tips on, and not all my tips, and it's not all the tips, but there's a bunch of tips on trying to create an outdoor living environment here. And this works for Prescott, and it works for Payson, all of those areas. We've got a vap cooler on the property up in the White Mountains, and it's absolutely delicious. You have to turn it off about 6:30 at night, or you freeze yourself to death. But during the day, it's absolutely perfect. So these strategies are pretty much for Arizona wide.